Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome back, everybody, to the series prediction episode of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. Looking ahead, we have a three-game set at Camden Yards facing the Orioles. The first game is Monday, May 27th at 1:05 Eastern, so make sure you set your calendars for Memorial Day Monday. Charlie, we have Cooper Criswell against Cole Irvin. How do you see game one of this series going?
This is really, really hard. And I have a rule about picking sweeps because we get called out in the war room by our lovely Lori. Cole Irvin's done well in two of his last four starts. But one of them doesn't look like it was a full start. Only pitched two innings on the 19th of May. So I'm looking at that one back before I make my full assessment here. Yeah, it looks like he came on as a reliever. So he's come in relief in May so far once. He started twice, didn't do awful in any of those starts. Cooper Criswell has done well in, I really want to say, three of those four. He did well against Washington. He did well against Minnesota and well in his last appearance against Tampa Bay, who I think is a really good team. This is hard for me. And again, I have to stress this because I don't blame anyone if they say Boston loses all three against Baltimore. I think that if Boston has a chance to win one of these three games, it's this one. So I'm going to say Boston game one.
Terry?
It's an interesting matchup. I mean, they're both very similar. They're not going to, neither one of them, you know, is going to be bringing any velo to the, you know, to the game. So this is going to be the Red Sox second look at Irvin. I think they did pitch, he did pitch pretty well against us, but we just made good adjustments against the Rays the second time through. So I don't know if, you know, several weeks later we'll be able to make, you know, noticeable adjustments against Irvin, but I'm going to take the Red Sox in game one. Criswell bounced back pretty good, and I think he'll give the Red Sox five or six innings here. But the Red Sox have to do damage early, and they haven't been doing damage lately. If Duran and Abreu aren't cranking, we're not winning games because those two are always playing a central role in most of the wins. And Devers is just going to do his thing. You know, if those guys are getting on base in front of him, then he'll end up being productive. But once you drop below Devers, I mean, what do you have? Hamilton had a decent series against the Brewers. Rafaela had perhaps his second best series, but so we'll see, but I'll give it to the Red Sox in game one.
I'm also picking Criswell and the Sox in game one, which might have just turned the odds against us, but I'm going to keep riding this train until the wheels fall off. He has been nothing short of spectacular, you know, a diamond in the rough, as they say. And Charlie, you mentioned it. In my opinion, I look at it very similarly. If there is a game to get, it's absolutely this game. If you want to get one from the O's, you got to do it now. And, you know, when we get ducks on the pond, we got to bring them in. And we have not been hitting well with runners in scoring position. I know that we're not going to do it well against Corbin Burns, because for a guy that has as much, you know, traffic on the base paths as he does, the ERA is very low for him. So, you know, we got to get momentum. We got to get the bats awake early. You know, the midday start maybe will help us, you know, before the evening. But I like the Red Sox and Criswell for game one. Looking at the second game, we have Brian Bello against Grayson Rodriguez, a 6:35 Eastern start on Tuesday. Charlie, how do you see that one going?
Well, Bayo's coming back after missing a couple of performances. Didn't do fantastic in Tampa Bay. Did a little bit worse against St. Louis. I'm trying to be as positive as I can be, but Baltimore's Baltimore, and Grayson Rodriguez has been absolutely elite. On the flip side, Grayson Rodriguez has only had two starts since he came back. But I will say, while I respect riding the train, I think Baltimore may have just a little bit more up their sleeve, and they will win game two.
Terry.
Grayson Rodriguez, early in his career, seems to be similar to Eduardo Rodriguez when he came up, you know, about 9 years ago with the Red Sox, just kind of up and down, showed you some flashes. And I think, as Charlie pointed out, Rodriguez is finally, you know, breaking out of it and having a pretty good year. I mean, he's gotten tuned up one time for 7 earned runs against the Los Angeles Angels for some reason. 2 earned runs or less literally every other time out. So finally, I think he was even the best. Wasn't he the number one ranked prospect in Major League Baseball for a couple of years there before his debut?
He was, and then he ended up getting injured. And I think that's what ended up happening, was he ended up having to go back on the IL. And then at one point he kind of fell apart and then had to go back to the minors. So he's had a couple of stints of having to go back down to AAA.
Yeah, and he's finally really putting it together, and it's a good year to do that, because you acquire Corbin Burns. You know, Dean Kramer had somewhat of a breakout last year. I know I'm forgetting one other pitcher, but you know, this is a pretty good staff in Baltimore, and Bayo hasn't figured it out yet. You know, he's up and down. You know, he might give you a couple of good starts, but then he gets tagged for 4 or 5 runs in the third start. So not a ton of consistency, and I'm not sure that this potent Baltimore lineup, which is 3rd in MLB, by the way, in home runs, I don't know that this is going to be the team where he figures it out. And he's been the most prone pitcher to home runs on this Red Sox starting staff. So I'm going to give it to the Orioles in game two.
I too will give the Orioles game two. A silver lining in each of his last 3 starts, the strikeouts have been ticking up for Brian Bayo. But as you guys mentioned, you know, I don't think this is the one that Bayo gets it done. He hasn't been quite as sharp as we'd liked him to see. And Grayson Rodriguez has been, you know, lights out, electric. You know, 7 over his last 7 starts for Rodriguez, he's got a 3.46 ERA, 4 wins. And, you know, that does include some of those injuries that he was missing. But yeah, between a lineup of, you know, Rushman, Mountcastle, Henderson, Santander, the list goes on and on and on. There's one individual that I'm sure I'm missing. Couser, who's also had a pretty good start to the season. I think that lineup is going to be just a little bit too robust for a Bayo that's not on his A game at the moment, not throwing the ball well, to overcome. So I have the Orioles in game two. For the third and final game, I guess we'll call it the decisive game 3. On Wednesday, we have Cutter Crawford against Corbin Burns, a 6:35 first pitch. Charlie, how do you see game 3 going?
Well, everybody already knows how much I love their guy, so that's easy. Corbin Burns is going to win game 3. I wish that the Red Sox made a move to get him, even though he's kind of had a little bit of a blippy appearance or blippy month of May. His ERA is still just 2.67, which is crazy. It's consistent, you know. Month of April, 2.76, was able to go 2-0, which is insane to me considering the games that he did not get a registered decision. He allowed 1 earned run, 2 earned runs, and 2 earned runs. And this month, he's had a 1-2 record, and the games that he has not received a decision, he allowed 3 earned and 1 earned. He hasn't allowed more than 3 earned all season. He hasn't even allowed more than 3 runs all season. He's an absolute lock to go 6 innings. He's gone 6 innings in his last 6 starts. I mean, what else do you want to know? Corbin Burns is electric. He's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and I think he's going to light up the Christmas tree again. The Orioles will take the series.
Terry.
So Crawford pitched pretty well in his April 10th start against this Orioles team. Went five innings, did not give up an earned run. How many strikeouts? Six strikeouts. So could this be a bounce back performance? Possibly. But is he as good as the guy he's opposing on the other team, Corbin Burns? Absolutely not. And even if both guys toss a gem, which offense is gonna figure it out? It's gonna be Baltimore. It's gonna be, you know, your Adley Rushmans and, you know, your Cedric Mullins type players, and Gunnar Henderson having a great year as well. And I know this because he's my third baseman on my fantasy team. But I just, it's hard for me to imagine the Red Sox coming out of this with two wins. And we might not even win that first game, by the way. I mean, I'm picking the Red Sox to win, but in games 2 and 3, I got the Orioles, and they're going to win the series.
I as well. I think, you know, all of us are in lockstep for this one. I have the Orioles in game 3. To me, this is kind of the worst of both for the Red Sox, right? We're not great at driving in runs. Corbin Burns is great at getting traffic on the base pass, but not letting him in. You know, his whip in the month of May is 1.22, but his ERA is 2.67, right? So that means there's guys on base every inning and none of them are coming home, right? Even though he does have a losing record, I don't think that's going to happen. I think he gets back to 500 for the month of May. I've got the Orioles taking game 3. I think the Red Sox bats stay quiet. Would love to be surprised, but I have the Orioles winning 2 out of 3 for this series, just like you gentlemen. Not a lot of ground to be moved in the standings for the season predictions. I think all of us have the same totals. Is that right, Charlie? The same predictions? Yeah. Anything else that you gentlemen wanted to add in terms of predictions?
Not in terms of predictions, but I think a lot of us felt that the Orioles were going to win the division this year. I don't think that's going to happen anymore. I think the Yankees are for real, and they're about to get Gerrit Cole back.
The resurgence of Rendon, the continued performance of Cortez and Stroman pitching well there, I think was all things that they needed to break the right way, and they've had go the right way.
And Luis Gil is a potential Cy Young candidate. So it just, to me, can Judge stay healthy the whole year? And if he does, I think they run away and hide.
I believe he's tied for the league lead in home runs now.
I think so.
Homering in 4 straight,
15
right?
or 16 at the moment.
Man.
Judge has 17. My dad has him 17. In fantasy. I'm losing to him in fantasy, I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha. So I just, I mean, and then on top of that, I'll even go a giant step further. I mean, might go to the World Series.
Who?
The Yankees.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, thought I'd throw those nuggets in.
They are going very well. It would be very bad for our AL East predictions because I don't think any of us took New York. I think we were all on.
I think I had them missing the playoffs. Toronto. Yeah.
Some crazy. But yeah, you know, maybe fade us. That might be the the response to our predictions. But we appreciate you all joining us for another episode. Have a great day and take care.